There is an Amuki Yosef on our daf, on the sugya of Zenen of Zalachasa, who quotes a Ramah. The Ramah is very often quoted in Tur, Nachashim Mishpat. And the Ramah, he doesn't tell you, but he's quoting a Gemara later on daf Tzadik Zayin. It's relevant to our Gemara. We say when a ganav steals something, the ganav acquires a kinya geneva. That's a Mishnah in Perek Meruba, that the ganav is only chayv and kefel if he does kinyan. Where is that? Moshe liyotzem is here. It's ayin tes omid aleph, daf ayin tes omid aleph, and baba kama. The middle of the Mishnah there, if the ganav is making a meshicha from the reshus of the nignav, so if he does a hagboho, hagboho is kind of reshus hamoicher, it's a buy groceries in a grocery store, and I make a kinyan hagboho, some kind of the groceries, and the shop owner can't say no, I need that box of Wheaties for myself. Once he gave me permission to make a Kenyan Hagbah, so it's mine. So he can't back out from the deal. And I can't back out from the deal either. I say, no, I changed my mind. I don't want to buy it. It's too expensive. Rafal, you already made the Kenyan, and it says on the box how much it costs. Made the Kenyan, you knew how much it costs, and you kind of. So Hagbah is kind of Bishu Samoicha, Mashiach is not kind of Bishu Samoicha. So the same applies to a Ganef. The Ganef, the Pasuk says, Mehimotzi Simotzi Biyodo Hagneva. And the Gemara says this is the marker for Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad is when you have something in your hand. That's a Kinyan Yad. So the Gemara says, we must have spoken about it more than once, that there are two psukim in the Chumash that indicate that such a Kinyan Yad exists. One is by Get, Benosam Biyodah, and one is by Ganav. And Matzis and Matzah Biyodah Hagneva. The Ganav needs a Kinyan Geneva, and by the Get you need a Maisa Kinyan. And then the Gemara has a drasha on each of the two psukim, mainly Eli Yado, Chatzera, Minayin, Harina, Chatzera is also good by a get. If the husband throws the get into the, his wife has her own independent real estate. So he throws the get into her rishus. So how do you know that's also good? Or if the ganav whacks the behemah, he's stealing a behemah from the nignav, and he has the behemah, he diverts the behemah, he should walk into his backyard. The ganav and the nignav, they share one common fence. They have a backyard next to each other. So the ganav opens up the gate and he gets one of the behemoths of the nignav to walk into his own rishus. Even though he never did a mishicha on the behemah, he never did a hagbah on the behemah, but he's cut it with the kinyan chatzer, because the behemah walked into his chatzer. So yad and chatzer is good by both. And then we say that not only yad and chatzer, hagbah and mishicha is also called hachnasa l'rishusa. And that's a machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish and Perek HaZohar and Bava Metziah, where the Hagboah and Mashiach works Menatar Medirabbanon. Reish Lakish holds that the Mashiach and before Resh is Menatar, that the Pasuk says in the end of Chumash Ve'ikro, the Chisim Kermim Kala Misach HaKana Miyana, Misach Altona Wish is Sachiv. You're not allowed to cheat each other in business. The Mocher is not allowed to charge more than the going rate. Unless the lekech knows, he tells him the box of Wheaties cost $1.25 in all the other stores, and I charge $5. Take it or leave it. So if I'm not fooling him, I'm not misguiding, I'm not misleading him, then it's not an iser I know. But if I mislead him into believing that's the going rate, or let's say someone comes, this was a common practice years ago. A rabbi would pass away, and it had a house full of swarm. And the children weren't observant, or they weren't interested in looking in the swarm. And the Mocha Swarm would come to be Menachem Avil, and made believe that it was a good friend of the father. He says, oh, I see your father left a whole house full of swarm. I'll give you $5,000 for the swarm. And the swarm was worth $100,000. That swarm all over the place. The children didn't realize how valuable the swarm were, because they were all used. But secondhand swarm years ago were very valuable. Now everything is reprinted, so now you can get, for the same money, you can get brand new, you can get everything online. You don't need anything. But years ago, that was a common case of Aino. Then a Mocha swarm would come to the Beis HaOvel and make believe that he was friendly with the father who passed away, and offer a low amount of money to buy all the storm, and he fooled the children into believing that that's the true value. So that's the pasuk. Chisim karmim chalam misach akonam yaram misach. Whether you're selling, whether you're buying, you're not allowed to charge too much. You're not allowed to pay less than the going rate. If you're fooling the person into believing that that is the correct value of the stuff. So the pasuk says akonam yaram misach. So the Gemara learns that from that phrase, Kona Miyara Misech, that it's talking about Metaltalim. There's no Dina by Noah the Karkos. That's a Mishnah in Perek HaZav, Karka, Avod and Mishtoris. There's no Dina by Noah. Because it says, Kona Miyara Misech, Dover HaNikta Miyad Liyad. So what does it mean, Dover HaNikta Miyad Liyad? So Rish Lakish says, that's what it means, that Mashiach and Hagbo are Koinim in HaTorah. Not only Yad and Chotze, that you have the two Psukim by the Get and by the Gan of him, Himotzi Simotzi Biyod HaGneva, Chaim Shnaim Mishalim. And Parshas Mishpatim. Not only Yad and Chotzer, everyone agrees as their Raisa, that's literally Hachnasa L'Ushusa. And Hagmor Mashiach is considered a form of Hachnasa L'Ushusa. So that's Chatzer Shaladim. The Gemara has a din in Bava Metzia. Chatzer Shaladim Kana Lo Shalom Hidaita. So the Ktzais has a whole essay that the Pashtus is that Yad is also Kana Shalom Hidaita. Let's say there's a double Shalhefka falls into my hand. I didn't realize that it was up for grabs. I didn't know that it doesn't belong to anybody. If I would have known, I would have been interested in being kainim. So is Yad also kainim shaloi midaitov? So the pashtus is that Yad and Chotzer is identical. Chotzer is mamash Yad. That's what the Gemara learned that. And the Yad Chotzer menan tamalam himatzi simatzi bikol makom. Even osam biyodav and osam bikol makom. So that's kind of even shaloi midaita. Yad and Chotzer is literally hachnasa l'mishuso. That's even kind of shaloi midaita. Hagboim Mashiach is considered as if it's hachnasa l'mishuso if the fellow is interested in being kind of. If the ganav wants to steal it, ganav doesn't want to steal it, so then they're not. Or if the lokeach, the customer in the grocery store, wants to acquire ownership of the metaltalim by Mashiach b'hagboim. So then Mashiach HaGboh is kind. So the din is that HaGboh is kind of B'shus HaMoicher, HaGboh is kind of B'shus HaNignav, and Mashiach B'shus HaMoicher is not kind. That's not called Hachnasa L'B'shus. And when it is kind, so that's the Machlekes HaBiachan HaReish Lakish. The Reish Lakish holds Mashiach B'Foreshes Min HaTorah, the Mashiach and HaGboh, even Reish Lakish agrees that it's not the same level as Yad Nechotz. Yad Nechotz is kind of Shaloi Midaitai. Chotz is not kind of Balkorchai. That's a thesis in Cheskos Abatim, never arrived in the Gemara. Chotzer is not kind of Balkorcha. If I'm standing next to my Chotzer on Pesach and someone throws in Chometz and I don't want to acquire ownership, so you're not kind of Balkorcha. It's going to be something detrimental to me. And it's an umdan in the Muchach that he doesn't want it. Then it's not kind of Shaloi Midaita. It's not kind of Balkorcha. But Shaloi Midaita, if he does not want one way or the other, he probably would want. Then you say Chotzer is kind of Shaloi Midaita. But Hagboa Mashiach is only kaina if he wants to be kaina with that. So Reish Lakish and Abiyachan, they both agree to that. They're not identical. So Reish Lakish holds nonetheless, Hagboa Mashiach both work benatur. Abiyachan holds no, that Hagboa Mashiach is only midirabbonim. So that's a shot. Let's say the ganav does a Hagboa or a Mashiach. So he's only a ganav midirabbonim. That's a question. Abiyachan holds Hagboa Mashiach is only midirabbonim. So he holds over here, the ganav is chayv kefil only with the rabbanim, and Atari is not chayv kefil. So that's a question. Tosu shita in Perek HaZohav happens to be that the only time Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Reish Lakish and holds that Hagboh Mashiach is only with the rabbanon, because Dvar Torah Mo is kindness. Since you should really, you're buying something and you have to pay for it, so he learns that from a pasuk somewhere. That's a question, where's the pasuk? But Rabbi Yochanan apparently learns that from a pasuk somewhere that more correct is he should pay money. But what happens if someone's giving me a matana? I'm not paying anything. So then Tosfos Shita is that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that Hagboh Mashiach worked min HaTorah. If there's no money to be paid, if the fellow is giving the metaltalim the matana, and there's no mois to be paid, then Tosfos Shita is Hagboh Mashiach works min HaTorah. So the same would be true by the ganav. The ganav is not paying anything. So according to Tosfos Shita, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Reish Lakish that Hagboh Mashiach worked min HaTorah. It exists min HaTorah sometimes. whenever there's no money to be paid, then you say Achbar Mashiach is considered Achnasa L'Rishusai. If that's what he wants to accomplish, the Ganav wants to steal it. And I want to give it to you by Matana. So if you're interested, then you say Achbar Mashiach worked on a Torah. It's only by Mechira, where there's money to be paid. So then Rabbi Yechonah disagrees with Shlokish. I'll call upon him, the Mishnah says like that, that the Ganav, they didn't do tovah hamach. If he did tovah hamach, so hamisha boker shalom tachas asher v'arbat zon tachas asher. But if it's not tovah hamach, he made a kinyan geneva. Biyado teaches you, number one, that kinyan yad works. Number two, that kinyan chotza works. Number three, the ganav is only chayiv in onsin. The pashtus, the ganav is only chayiv in onsin if he makes a kinyan. Kinyan, Geneva. And he's only chayv and kefil if he makes a Kinyan Geneva. That's the pashtus like that. He's only chayv and onsen if he makes a Kinyan Geneva. He's only chayv and kefil if he makes a Kinyan Geneva. I think there's a Tosis Yontav on this Mishnah on Ayin Tes, who interprets in the Rambam. You have to look how the Rambam quotes the din here on Ayin Tes. I think the Rambam may hold that even if he didn't do a Kinyan Geneva, he's chayv and onsen. The pashtus is not like the Rambam. You need a kinyan geneva not only to be chayv and kefil. That's what the pasuk says. Chayim shnayim shalom. But the pasuk is talking about paying kefil. But included in that is also that the ganav has to make a kinyan geneva in order to be chayv b'yonson. What else is the relevance of a kinyan geneva that the ganav makes a kinyan geneva? So the pashtus is you have a lot of discussion in Perek Merubah. The ganav stole the behemah. Ganav tle v'nasa ayel egel v'nasa shor. The ganav stole the item and he kept it. It's an animal and it keeps on developing and it grows to be a full-grown animal. So even though it's a shina de mimela, it's no longer kain shaganav. It says v'eshev v'shagzela asher gozal. What does it say? V'eshev v'shagzela asher gozal. What mean the two words asher gozal? That's what it means. V'eshev v'shagzela. Give back the gzela. Asher gozal, the Gemara interprets, means if it's still ke'en shegozal. If it's nishtana, let's say I stole a sweater. Not that the monkey dipped it into the other guy's dye. I stole a sweater and I dyed it with dye and I make it, it looks decent now. When I stole it, it had no color. It was just plain wool. And I dyed it. Said that you have Mishnayis in Hagozel Kama and Hagozel Basu. You have Mishnayis in the end of Baba Kama. There's a machlekes Beishamai and Beisilu. So Beishamai Shita is that Shinui is not Koina. We don't paskin like Beishamai. The Gemara says the original machlekes Beishamai and Beisilu is in Tmura. When you get to the din of Estan Zayna Mechir Kelev, there's a pasuk in the Chumash that you're not allowed to bring as a korban Estan Zayna Mechir Kelev. So there's a machlekes Beishamai. How does the pasuk say? What does it say, gam? What does it have to say, gam? So the Shammai are of the opinion, gam the rabbi shinu yeyim. That not only if I gave the Zayna wine, what if I gave her grapes and she squeezed out the grapes and she made wine out of it? And she feels a little guilty for her shady profession. So she wants to bring karbonas all the time to the Beis HaMikdash to get a kapar. So not only are you not allowed to, if I gave her wine, you're not allowed to be makar of the wine, even if I give her grapes. I gave her anovim and she made it into wine. I gave her chitim and she ground it up and she made it into solas. You're not makar of chitim on the mizbeach. You have to grind it up and make a mincha solas out of it. So if she ground it up, that's a shinui. So that's machlokes bisham and bisil. So bisil say, only the original thing is puzzle legabi mizbeach. Once it's nishtana, it's kosher. Kashina is considered a different chefza. And Beisham, I say that shini b'mkai ma'imit. Nothing changed. It's the same chitim and it's the same grapes. Everything's the same. Nothing changed. So the machlekes Beisham and Beisil, the Gemara says, it's not only relevant b'negeta esdan zayin b'chir kelev. That's the original machlekes in the end of Tmura when you have all those sugyas. It's relevant when you get to the Ghana, because it says v'heishem sagzela asher gozal. Only if it's asher gozal, if it's still ke'en she gozal. If it's nishtana, then the ganav is kind of b'shina. Why is the ganav kind of b'shina? The answer is the ganav acquires a kinyan geneva when he picks it up. He makes agbor or mishich or he makes a yad or a chotzer. He makes some kind of a kinyan on it. But that's only kini ganebel hischai biyonsin. And if the thing is nishtana and there's no longer a mitzvah of the heshev is hagzela, then I say that the ganav's kinyan zela is kind of for him. The ganav's kinyan zela is kind of for him. What else is the relevance of the kinyan zela? So I think we once discussed, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin daf mem amud aleph. What if eidan amoisa dov she'enu shaloi? Let's say I'm so spoiled from the internet. You find all the information in the whole wide world on the internet. So he deifies the internet. He decides that the computer, or whatever you call the machine, he decides that that's the deity. And he bows down to the machine, and he prays to the machine. So the machine becomes Asabanua. But if that's only if the machine belongs to him, what if it belongs to someone else, then we have a din. So what if the ganav stole it from someone else, and then he deifies it? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara's lashon there in Chulin daf mem amud aleph, I think, is ha'isa behemes chavero revutza lefnei avodah zarah. Someone else's behema is sitting in front of avodah zarah, and he shechts it l'shem tikruvis avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, "Hey, the Moshe Dabe Shenu Shaloi." Why do you say ha'isa behemes chavero revutza? So Rashi says because if he made a hakboah, if he made a kinyan on the behemah, and the ganav acquires a kinyan geneva on it, then it's not dabshenu shaloi, or the ma'aser dabshenu shaloi. A kinyan geneva is sufficient. A kinyan geneva does mean that it belongs legamrei to the ganav. Kinyan geneva means that the ganav is chai biyonsin. If an oinus will occur, we'll say shalom nenas. We won't say shalom nigna nenas. We'll say shalom ganav nenas. And with respect to certain deen, we say that the animal belongs to the ganav. So Rashi's opinion is that when you get to the din of Eidon Amosah Dovashen Shaloi, if the ganav has a kinyan geneva on the chayfetz, that's sufficient to take off the problem of Eidon Amosah Dovashen Shaloi. My intention can be mitzuref to someone else's computer if I have a kinyan geneva on it. And Taisa disagrees with Rashi. What do you mean? It has to be shalom, shalom, really shalom. That's not enough. Kinyan geneva is not enough. So now there's another gemara. That's the gemara that this Rama in the Nemuk Yosef and Ardav is quoting. He doesn't tell you where he's quoting it, but he's lifting the line straight from the Gemara. Here it's Tzadik Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara has a din. There is a machlekes hatanoim where the karka nigzelos or karka einan nigzelos that I think we did discuss. That's mamish, the very end of Bava Kama. Where is that? Karkan Gzelas, Karkan Gzelas. Rablazer and Achachamim. That's on Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, the last 10 lines or so, after the Mishnah. So the Pashtus is that all the Tanoim agree. Rashi and the Rambam write like this. There's a strange Tosfos in the first half, and his own Neshach says not so. But Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi Alatar, the Rambam quote, if he steal Karka from someone else in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to the Lava of Lo Sigzol or Lo Signoiv, if the next door neighbor realizes that you stole a karka, then it's gizela. If he doesn't realize it, he has such vast properties, and I move over the fence, and he didn't realize that I moved it over, so then it's geneva. If he does realize, then it's gizela. So in addition to the lava of leisigzol or leisignav, depending whether the neighbor realizes or not, if you steal karka and eretz yisrael, you're also in violation of the lava of lesasa gvul yacha benachalos chashatincha. If you steal karkan chutz loritz, it's not benach los chashatincha, only in violation of lisigzol or lisignav. If you steal the television in order to build an Eretz Yisrael, you're only a violation of lisigzol or lisignav. If you steal karkan Eretz Yisrael in addition to the lava of lisigzol, you also violate the lava of lisigzol or gru yacha benach los chashatincha. That's what Rashi writes, that's what they're on. Rashi quotes it from the Sifro and the Sifrei. It's on Chumash Vayikra. The Sifra has it by Lo Sigzon Lo Signa Parshas Kedoshim, and he has it on Chumash Dvarim also in connection with the Lav Lo Sasa Gvuliyach. And the Rambam writes like that. There's a strange Tosfos. Tosfos says in the first daf in Ezel Neshach, Tosfos says that since we paskin karka in Gzelas, so there's no Lav of Gzela by karka. The Pashtus says that that's not correct. The machlekes of Blazer and the Chachamim over here, where the karka and gzelas are karka and gzelas, machlekes, you certainly do violate like sigzel if you steal karka, if you move over the fence. Machlekes is whether you darshan klala prata klala, you darshan vibui miyut veribui. So do you, are you mamayt karka avonim shtoros from kinyon gzela or not? Usually the ganef acquires himatzi simatzi biyoda wagneva, needs a kinyon yada, kinyon chotze, kinyon mashicha, kinyon hagbo. The ganef has acquires a kinyon ganeva on it, benigir too, that is kai chai biyonsen, chai kefal, and so on. So would you, and he's kind of bishinoi, so what if I steal an eved, gozal avodim his kinu. That's the machlokes hatanoim. Gozal avodim his kinu. I stole a young baby eved, and I had the eved for 30 years. And now even the parents can't recognize the eved. He looks totally different. He was a baby when I stole him, and now he's 30 years old. So that's a shinui, like gozal telev anasa ayo, egel menasa shor. I stole a little animal that was just born, and then I keep it for a couple of years, and now it's all full-blown animal. So it looks completely different. So the Gemara, even though it's a shinui de bimela, but it's a kinyan shinui. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, where the Reb Blazer ben Hurken, so Blazer HaGadol, is all the opinion that karka is nigzelus, that you do acquire kinyan gzela even on karka. And the Chachamim disagreed. They say, no, karka ain't an exels. But the lav of Lai Sigzel, everyone agrees that you violate. Just the machlekes, whether you acquire kinyon exela or not, lamay nafkemina, are you kind of bishinoi? Would you be kind of bishinoi or not? So here the Gemara Tzadik, Zayin Amid Aleph, has another nafkemina ledina in this institution of kinyon exela. The din is, am I gozal sfina? Did I steal someone else's boat? Ahu Arba, what the Gemara talks here about a fellow stole someone else's boat, or a fellow sneaks into someone else's apartment and he lives there. Ador b'chatzar haver shalor b'shus. That's the same as our Gemara, so that's discussed on Tzadik Zayin. Ador b'chatzar haver shalor b'shus. So if he's hatekev sinasa shal haveroi, if I steal someone else's canoe, I steal someone else's boat. So both is metaltal, and so there's kinyan geneva. So there's another nafkemina with kinyan geneva. If I own a suit and I wear the suit, so I don't have to pay anybody for the wearing of the suit. If I rent a tuxedo from the store and I have the right to use it, so I have to pay whatever the fee is. I have to pay. But if I'm the owner of the suit, there's no one to pay. I don't have to pay. So what if a ganav steals metaltalim, so the ganav gets kinyan gneiva on the metaltalim. So he doesn't have to pay. Psachidish din. How did the Gemara? The Gemara quotes Tanoim. The Gemara quotes Brises like that. It's a very big chiddush. If I steal someone else's metaltalim and I acquire kinyan gzela on it, so I'm pata from tashmishim. But if I, but that's only if I stole it. Hadinochis lohi, the first two white lines on Tzadik Zayin and Menal. The Gemara says it depends by the boat. Hadinochis la daita gazlan usa, hadinochis la daita diagra. Did I steal a boat intending to pay the rental? Except that the whole line of people waiting, everybody wants to rent the canoes. I don't want to wait for 2 hours, so I go and I steal a canoe. I'm not really stealing the canoe, I'm stealing the line. I'm cheating, I'm cutting the line over here. They want to rent out the canoes first come first serve, so there's a whole line of people waiting. They don't want to rent me the canoe. I ran and I grabbed the canoe without their authorization. That's a shol shalom midas. I'm using it. It's not exactly shol shalom midas means I plan to use it without paying. Here I plan to use it and I do want to pay. So it's not really it's a socher shalom midas. A shol shalom midas, if I use someone else's item without his authorization, and I don't plan to pay. Here I'm cutting the line. I'm a soicher shaloi midas. So that's a discussion over here. So if nochis lo adaita dagra, if my intention is I don't want to steal it, I plan to pay, but the balabas is out for lunch now, or there's a long line of people, they're all waiting to rent the canoes, and I cut the line and I just grab the canoe against everyone's wishes. So if his nachas la daita the gazlan usa, then the gazlan, he plans not to pay, he wants to keep the canoe for himself, then he acquires kinyan exela on it. So then once you have kinyan exela, then you potter from tashmisha. But if it's nachas la adaita the agra, then you don't acquire kinyan exela. So then, since you don't have kinyan exela, then you mechuyev to pay for the use of the canoe. That's what the Rishonim ask Akasha. But let him be like a shol shalamidas gazlan habi. So shol shalamidas is also a gazlan. So if he's a gazlan, he should have kinyan exela. So the Shita Mukovetze asked Akasha. So it sounds as if they're answering that Shalosh Shlamidas is in violation of Le Sigzal, but he doesn't have Kinyan Exel. The Pashta says that it's not so. Pashta says Shalosh Shlamidas, Gazlan Habi means not only that he violates the law of Le Sigzal, that he has Kinyan Exel as well. Maybe what they meant to say was that this is not a Shalosh Shlamidas, it's Nochis La Daita Diagri, he plans to pay the rental fee. So it's like a Seicha Shlamidas. Maybe that din, that Shol Shlamidas is a gazlan, is only shoyl if he doesn't plan to pay. But if he does plan to pay, then he's not. Then he doesn't have the kinyan exela at all. That's what it says. So the Gemara makes a distinction here. If you hold avodim, let's say I stole someone else's evid, and I'm mishtamish in the evid. So if you have avodim, you can rent them out for a week. Let's say I'm having guests over this week, so I want to have someone to wash the dishes. So you have an Eved, so I want to rent out from you. You have an Eved Kenayni, so I want to rent your Eved Kenayni that they should work for me. They should wash the dishes and they should wash the windows and set up the table, set up the chairs and everything. So you can rent out the Avodim. So the Gemara says, if you hold Avodim anat nigzolim, we paskan kark Avodim mishtor, it's all three. And that Gemara at the end of the Masechta, where they had the Machlokes Ablez and Achacham, where was it? Kufiyat Zayin on the base or something. So there the Gemara puts all three together. Because we darshan klal prata klal. So we say that all three, by karka avodim mishtores, they're not nigzolim. Yeah, by the way, where is this klal prata klal? Interesting. The klal prata klal is in the end of Parshas Vayikra, by Asham Gezelos. It's at the end of Parsha. There are six Hashamas. So one of the six Hashamas is Asham Gezelos. So if a person swears falsely that he doesn't owe some money to somebody else, and then later on he decides to do tshuva, if it ever occurs to him to do tshuva, he has to give back Karen v'chaymesh, because he swore falsely. If I steal money from someone else, I don't have to pay chaymish. Sometimes I'll pay kefil, sometimes you don't pay kefil. Okay, but you don't pay chaymish. The only time you pay chaymish is if he's nishbal asheker, if he swore falsely. And then after paying the keren, the chaymish is not miyakev. After paying the keren, then you have to bring asham gzela. So the tanoim assume that there's something understood in the parsha. It's only if there's a be'en, the simple reading of the parsha is, anybody know the parsha by heart at the end of Parsha's Be'ikra? He says, if you owe money to someone else and you swear falsely, you don't owe. So the Gemara says it's not true. The simple reading of the parsha is not true. The only time the ganav is chayiv kefel, the only time the ganav is chayiv chaymesh, and he has to bring asham gzeilus, if there's a be'en and he accomplished a kinyan gzeila on the be'en. So if he just denies owing $100,000 and later on he admits that he swore falsely, there is no bien that he stole. He didn't acquire kinyan gzela on the thing. So the Gemara says the only time you have asham gzelas is if there's some kind of a bien over there. If there was a mashkin, some kind of a mashkin. But if there's no bien, not. So that's the premise over here. And this whole Gemara, in the last 10 lines of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, you only have asham gzelos that you chayiv to add chomesh and bring asham gzelos if the ganav acquires kinyan gzela on the thing that he's stealing. So that's the machlekes hatanaim. Do you darshan this klal prat klal? Klal prat klal is not in any of the parshas of Geneva. So in the parsha, the end of parsha is Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra. The end of the Sedra Vayikra, when it's speaking about Hashem Zelos, that's where the Klala Prat is. So the assumption of the Tanoim is that you only have this institution of Hashem Gzeilos when there's Kinyone Gzeilos. So this Gemara, Tzadik Zainam and Aleph, has these two klolim. If you hold Avodim the way we paskin, against Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer Shamutihu, the Gemara says, we rarely paskin like the Tana, Reb Lezer Ben Hurkanus, he was a super genius, but we rarely paskin like him because he usually follows the Bishamashitas. Reb Lezer Shamutihu. Rashi writes on the Gemara, Reb Lezer Shamute, that they put him in Shamto. The Gemara in Hazov tells that he used to always disagree with the other Tanoim. So his brother-in-law happened to be Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel had to represent the Sanhedrin. So he put him in Nidui for always disagreeing publicly with the other Tanoim. So Rashi says that Reb Lezer Shamute, we don't pass like him because they put him in Shamto. And Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. Sometimes Rashi also quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Reb Lezer Shamute doesn't mean that. Reb Lezer Shamute means that he followed Bishama Ashitas all the time. And he was in the miut, he was in the minority. That's why we don't paskin like him. In fact, some say that they never really put him in Nidui. They took a neder that they're going to act as if he's been Nidui. But they never, Chalila, put him in Nidui. And after he died, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there was no longer any need for the Nidui. The din is Mishin Meiz B'Niduyoi Bezden Soklem Es Harono. If a person did an avera for which they had Bezden felt compelled to put him in Cherem or to put him in Nidui, so after he dies, he put a big slab of stone on top of his coffin before you bury him to demonstrate that he really deserved the skila, and we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezden, because a Nidui Cherem Shamta is a curse of the Bezden, and the guy should drop dead. Even if he died 20 years later, we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezdin, and the family doesn't observe Avelos, just like the Haruge Bezdin. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the Kroivim do not observe Avelos, so the same is true by Misha Meiz Ben Iduya. That's how it says in Yerideya. They quote the Mordechai like that, Misha Meiz Ben Iduya, Bezdin Soklam Saron. So after Reb Lezer died, so they said, Hutar Aneder, Hutar Aneder. What do you mean, Hutar Aneder? We're not going to be Bezdin Soklam Saron. So why does it say Hutar Aneder? Why doesn't it say Hutar Hanidui? The Gemara said Hutar Aneder. So the Radal, who lived 100 years ago, they have in the back of a lot of Masechtas, they have the Horus of the Radal, of David Luria. He was a prominent rabbi. So the Radal put out an edition of Pirkei de Reb Lezer by Reb Lezer ben Hurkanus with his commentary. So in the Hagdama to his commentary, he gives this interpretation in the Gemara. He thinks that the Tanoim never really put him in Nidui. They took a neder to treat him as if he had been Nidui. And then after he died, then he said, Hutra neder, we're not going to treat him like that anymore. So this is the Reb Lezer ben Hurkanus. He was a big, in his time, he was a great goyim. They had to put him in Nidui, whatever. We don't paskin like him usually. Reb Lezer Shamutehu, but he was a great time. So that's, the Gemara says, that the way we paskin the halacha, that karka ain't an exelus, and avodim ain't an exolim, so if you steal someone else's karka, you steal someone else's zebet, even though you violate lo sigzel, but you don't acquire a kinyon exela. So if you have no kinyon exela, then you will be chayav b'tashmish. But if you steal a sfina, a tekev sinasa shalchaver, it's all on tzadik zayinam and aleph, till the first two wide lines. If he steals a sfina, adaita the gazlanusa. If he's a nochisla, he goes on the boat, adaita the agra, he plans to pay for it. So he never did a maisek zela. And for some reason or another, the Shitim Gubetz points out, it's not called shol shalamidas. It's not considered like either shol shalamidas is only chai beyonsen, but there's no kinyan zela. Or maybe he's a socher shalamidas. Shol shalamidas means he doesn't plan to pay. He's just using it. If he's a nochis adaita the agra, he's not a shol shalamidas. So then he doesn't get kinyon exela. So whenever there are no kinyon exela, then the ganav is chay b'tashmishim. Whenever there are kinyon exela, then the ganav is potter from tashmishim. So that's what the Nebuchadnezzar quotes. It is relevant. The Gemara there on Sadek Zayin talks about Ador b'chatzar chaver shalom midaitai, whether you're chayif to pay or not. Ador b'chatzar chaver is karka. So karka ain't a nigzela. So that's why there's a discussion whether you're chayif b'tashmishim or not. You have to pay zananim as alar chosim. But if it would have been mitaltalim and he uses it, then he would be potter from tashmishim. If it's nachal slaw adaita the gazlanusa, then he would have been potter. So that's one of the things that the Nemuki Yosef quotes. He quotes a few things from the Ramah. Yeah, yesterday we started the Gemara. We left off in the middle on Chaf Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes there were two Talmidim Avra, two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Whether Dor B'chatz Chaver Shalom Midaita, Tzorach Lahalas Laschar, Ein Tzorach Lahalas Laschar. So Rabbi Bo quotes in Ezifra. Rabbo quotes the name Rabbi Yochanan. Soch lahalos laschar. Amar apop around 10 lines from the bottom of Chof and the base. Gemara says Amar apop. Hodi Rabbo. He didn't hear it beferish from. He inferred it from Rabbi Yochanan, and it may not necessarily be correct. Hodi Rabbo, because there were two versions. Rab Kana claims the name Rabbi Yochanan ain't soch lahalos laschar. Rabbo claims just the reverse, that they both learned by Rabbi Yochanan at the same time. Not that one learned a different year, and Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind from one year to the other. They were both students at the same time, and they had two different versions. How can it be? So that was the question of inference. So that's where Rabbi says, "How the Rabbi Bola beferishit malachlolit?" But it's not. Rabbi Yochanan was giving a shir, and he was learning Mishnayis Meila, not 11 or Kerush al Hegdush. So we said yesterday, there's a tesis in Kiddushin Daf Nun Vavam and Aleph, a long tesis. It's really a Mishnah. Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Me'ila, Daf Yutes. When you learn Me'ila, you start from the Mishnah, Daf Yutes. You don't start from the beginning, because that's a fundamental Mishnah. That Tosfos in Kedushin is a very important Tosfos. That there are two kinds of Me'ila. There's Me'ila of Hano'ah and Me'ila of Hoitzo'ah. The din is, the Gemara has a lashon, ein meila ela lashon shini v'shus. The Mishnah meila, ein meila lashon shini v'shus. Then when someone is moel behegdush, the hegdush is yotzei lechulin. So Tosis in me, that Tosis in Kedushin Nun Vav explains based on the Mishnah yutes in meila that there are two kinds of meila. There's meila of hanoah, I don't want to walk to the yeshiva, it's up a big hill, so I steal someone's horse. There's a horse there on Bennett Avenue, so I went by horse this morning. So I went up, then I found out later on that the horse belonged to Hegdish. I was prepared to steal someone else's horse and to leave it in the parking lot over here, but if it's Hegdish, that I didn't want to do. So that's Me'ila, but that's Me'ila of Hano'ah. So Me'ila of Hano'ah, Tosfos shows from the Mishnah, you don't say the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulin. But Mila of Hoitzoah, if I decide I'm going to steal the horse, I thought the horse belongs to Reuven, and I'm going to steal it. If I would have known it belongs to Hegdish, I wouldn't have stolen. I wouldn't have had a half a minute to steal it. Or I thought the horse is mine, and I'm giving it as a bar mitzvah gift to someone. I'm giving it away to somebody else. Then it turns out it didn't belong to me at all. So that's a Mila of Hoitzoah. I'm doing a Shina B'shus. So whenever I intend to do a Shini B'shus, I thought it belongs to Reuven and I'm prepared to steal it. And then I find out it was Hegdish afterwards. Or I thought it belonged to me and I give it with matana to someone else. I did a Shini B'shus. So then you apply the din. Ein me'il ela loshin Shini B'shus. Nefesh ki sim amal chata b'kotchi Hashem. So sim amal means Shini B'shus. Whenever you mull the Hegdish, it's yotze l'chulin, only if it was a meal of haitzah. It's a meal of hanonat. So the Mishnah in Me'ila says, not al Evan or Karush al Hegdish. I stole an Evan or a beam of Hegdish. Hareza loy mal. Why is Hareza loy mal? Not al Evan or Karush. Who did he think? Well, he thought the Korah, the beam of wood, is Hefker. What do you think is Hefker? Everything has Evan, maybe is Hefker. But a Korah, a beam of wood, is not Hefker. Why is Hareza loy mal? So Rashi and Tosfos both quoting Mar Chagiga. The end of the first parak explains we're talking about a begizbar askinon. This fellow who took it, he was appointed a gizbar shal hegdish, and he's in charge of all the avonim and the korah shal hegdish. So he took it. So that's not called Me'ilah of Haitzah. Why not? So my impression is that in Chagig and here, my impression is that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Tosfos seems to learn the last line in the Tosfos, Nisana l'chaveiro. So Tosfos says, V'hacha husa v'shalohu. He thought that it was his. Not that Gizbar has a separate halacha. A Gizbar has the avonim and the korish al-hegdash sitting in his house. He has his own avonim and korish that belong to himself. So his avonim and korish he keeps in one room. Avonim and korish al-hegdash keeps in another room. So he made a mistake one day and he took Eben HaKorah thinking that it was his own and it was really hegdash's. So who's Tavashu Shalom? So there's no intention of Shinim Rishus at all. He didn't intend to steal it from anyone. He thought it was his own. My impression is that Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. My impression is that Rashi holds because Gizbar is different. My impression was there in Chagig also machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns is because who saw v'shavu shalo, he didn't have intention of making any shinim rishus. And Rashi says, see the Yerushalmi and the Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Trumas has a machlekes habiechen v'shlokish. Whether the gizbo shel hegdash is dino kibaylim or dino kishaluyach, what kind of a status does he have? The gizbo shel hegdash the gizbo shel tzedakah, the Gemara seems to say has a din of baylim. But the Gizbar Shal Hegdish, that's a machlekes of Yechonim Eish Lokesh, whether he has a din of Bailim or he has a din of. Where's the Gemara? That the Yisenim Menem Tzichim Pruzbol? Oh. Thank you. I forgot which Masich there was. I thought it was in Kiddushin. So, man, it's going on to the Lamed Zayin of an Aleph. That's what's the din over here? The din of Maimed Shloshtan. What's the din of Maimed Shloshtan? Let's say you owe me $100, and then I say instead of paying me the $100, give the $100 to Meir. And then I change my mind. No, don't give it to me. Give it to me. I no longer happy with Meir. I say, don't give him the matana. So the Gemara says, too late. Once it's my mashloshner, if all three of us are together, the loiva with the malva, with the third one, the third part is going to be kaina. So if it's been my mashloshner, then you say that you're kaina. What kind of a kenyan is that? So the Gemara says in Gittin, in the first parak, daf yud gimel in Gittin, so the Gemara says that my mishloshin is a takana de rabbanon. It doesn't work. Man, it's a hilchas abalai taima. What do you mean hilchas abalai taima? The rabbis made a takana de rabbanon for no good reason whatsoever. They changed. They made hefke bezna hefke. All the takanas and didi mamanas are based on the concept of hefke bezna hefke. But they have to have a reason why they want to be mafke someone's mamans. Hilchas abalai taima for no good reason. So Tosfos there in Gittin explained, no, they had a good reason. Why the institute of Takana? What is Minhilchas Abalai Taima? Usually we say, called the Tikkun Rabbana Kein Deraisa Tikkun, and this Takana was not Kein Deraisa Tikkun. This is an exception to the rule. The rule usually is called the Tikkun Rabbana Kein Deraisa Tikkun. This is an exception, but there certainly is a good reason. So the Gemara says that my Mishloshin is Hilchas Abalai Taima. So you need all the three parties should be there. So here the Gemara tells a story. Chon and Bisha slapped someone. I think that's the story. Chanan, the evil man. Oh, Gabriel, where is it? Where does the story begin?
Halfway down
where?
Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph.
Oh.
Another story.
Different story. Oh. Different story. Where's the story here? Who gave it? Nachan and Bisha. Okay. So where does the story begin? Five lines from
the bottom.
Who gave it? I'm like, where does the story begin? That's the middle of the story, no? Oh, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The line begins with the words Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So it says, Ahu Gavra, once upon a time. Ahu Gavra. The Gemara always says, Ahu Gavra, once upon a time. The Gemara in different Mesichta says, Ahu Gavra. And in different generations, how can it be? Ahu Gavra, the same person lived in the days of the Tanoim and Amoran, how can it be? So they have in the Tshuva Sagadim, they thought it must be Eliyahu Hanavi. How can it be that he lives in all the generations? Then the Goyim said, no, it says he was Baal Eshesish. Who Gavra slapped someone? How can it be Eliyahu Hanavi? It's not Eliyahu. Ahu Gavra just means once upon a time there was a character. It's not necessarily the same Ahu Gavra all over in Shas. So what happened? Ahu Gavra the Toka Lechavre. He screamed in someone's ear, or he blew shofar into someone's ear. And there's a Mishnah that says Hatakeh Lechavero has to pay a penalty. How much you have to pay? So they said it's peanuts. It's hardly anything. So then the Gemara has 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from Amalei Ahu Gavra. So the Nizik says, "Hola paga de zuza, it's only half a dollar. Lebina nesvi lanim. I don't need the half a dollar. Give it to charity." And the Gizbar Shel and the Gabbai Shel Tzedakah was there. Rabbi Yosef was there. So then he says, "No." Then Ahu Gavra changes his mind and he says, "Why should you give it to the anim? Give it to me. I have to pay doctor bills because he hurt my ear. I have to put the drops in my ear. It's going to cost me money." So he says, give me the half a dollar. So Rabbi Yosef says, too late. Kvar zocha bei anim. Valgav de lek anim hocha. Where's the maimon shloshton? The chayvel owes the nechbal money. Ahu Gavra is the chayvel. And he owes the other Ahu Gavra. There were 2 Ahu Gavras. They're both called Ahu Gavra. The chayvel and the nechbal. They're both called with the same name. Obviously, it's not the same person. Ahu Gavra was the chayvel, and the nechbal is called Ahu Gavra. So even though the aniyim are not there, so Rabbi Yosef says, "I am the gabbai shel aniyim, and therefore it's a valid maimon shloshtan." And the aniyim are kind of with maimon shloshtan. So the pashtus and the gemara, you got to look on chash mishpat to see whether the shach agrees. That's a question. Let's say you have a maimon shloshtan. You owe me $100, and I want to give the money to Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig is not here. So I say, you represent Rabbi Willig, and you'll be kind with Maimon Shloshtan. Can you say, Zochen Adam Shloi Befanov, to be kind with a Maimon Shloshtan? So I'm assuming that you can't. The Shach in Chosha Mishpah says not so. Shach assumes that you can. But if you, before you look in the Shach, one could learn, you have to look in the Rishonim. How do the Rishonim say? The Pashtos you can learn in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef says, Anan Yaraniyim Anan, the Gizbar Shel, the Gabbai Shel Tzedakah, is considered the Bailim on the Mammon Tzedakah. It's not because the Gabbai Shel Tzedakah takes 51% for himself. That's not the reason why. Even if he doesn't take a penny for himself. The Gabbai Shel Tzedakah is considered the Bailim Mammon Tzedakah, so it's considered a valid application of the Takonah Derabbanan of Maimon Shloshtan. But if it's not a Gabbai Shel Tzedakah, I say, you represent Rabbi Willing, you'll be cutting the $100 for him. So the Pashtus in the Gemara perhaps is that it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. So the way you read the Gemara, the Gabbai Shel Tzedakah is considered a Chalosh and Bailaman Tzedakah. But the question is, what about the Gizbar Shel Hegdash? Gizbar Shel Hegdash is considered the Bailaman Hegdash? Or he said, no, it's like a Shaliach. So that's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Meish Lokish in the Yerushalmi. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Maseches Trumas. So my impression was that that's what Rashi understood over here. We're talking the Gizbar Shel Hegdish Askinan. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi and Tosfos both quote that Gemara. Not 11 Hakor Shel Hegdish Areza Lei Moal. Why is Areza Lei Moal? Nesan Al Chaveiro. Then it's Me'ilav Hoitzor. But just when I take it, it's not why. So Tosfos interprets. Tosfos also quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, the end of the first paragraph. Gemara asks, "Michti migdal gazle, he stole the malihu malichaver. Why is it only a milu shel hatzor if he gives the son of haver? When he steals it for himself, let it also be gzela." So Tosfos quotes the Gemara answers, "Acha ba'avne binyan hamsuas ligizbar askin." And said, "Therefore, what?" So Tosfos interprets on the last line, "Hu sova shalohu." He thought that it was his by mistake. It was in his house. That's what it means. He didn't have kavanas haitzor mirshus. So there's no meal of haitzor. And my impression was that Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that like that opinion in the Yerushalmi, that the gizbah shel hegdish is considered dina kebailim. So therefore, al pidin, there's no hoitzor. He is considered al pidin like the bailim. Just like the gizbah shel tzedakah is considered a bailim. So the gizbah shel hegdish is also considered a bailim. So again, so not 11, al kevash shel is a shaila. Two ways to read it. Why not? Either because gizbah is kebailim, and there's no shina b'shus. There's no meal of Haitzah because Savashu Shalai. He made a mistake. He thought of it. Son of the Chaveroi. So then it's a Shinim Shus. Whom are the Chaveroi Mo? Why is Chaveroi Mo? So we said yesterday, the Ran in the door. Anybody look up the Ran in the door? Ran was on Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph. So the Ran in the door explains whenever I give something Shalhegdish to somebody else, the Mekabel Matana is not in violation of Mila. Only the Noisin is. And he sort of explains why. He doesn't say explicitly. He implies the reason why is because whenever there's das makne, and there's no need for das kaina. Whenever there's no das makne, whenever some acherishayt to be cut and picks up a dovishal hefker in the street, so then the Mishnah says the simple reading of the Mishnah: metzias acherishayt to be cut is only gezel mepnei darkei shalom. It's not gezel menator because acherishayt to be cut until bar mitzvah. The cotton is a labar das, and there's a requirement for das kaina. Not only is there a need for das makna when you want to give a matana, want to sell something to someone else, you need a das makna. The cherusha to the cotton cannot transfer ownership min atoira, but even to pick up a dovshal hefke, there's a need for das kaina. If you have a das acheres makna, then Shulchan Aruch paskens like that opinion in Tosfos. And Sanhedrin, Samachesim, and Beis is a gigantic thesis. How can you have a ger katan? How is there such a thing as a ger katan? Very famous thesis, very long thesis. So in the middle of the thesis, they have two opinions, and the Chosh Mishpat adapts, the Mechaber adapts the one opinion. And whenever there's a das acheres makna, then the katan is kainim min haTorah. Why is that? So the usually, when you pick up something shel hefker, we assume you do need das kaina. But when there's das makna, there's no need for das kaina. So that's what the Ran explains. Who is really making a kinyan when you give a matana? Who's making the kinyan? So the noisin is making the kinyan because you need das makna. You don't need das kaina. So that's why hum wal b'chaver elohamal, the son of chaver hum wal, because he did the haitzor mishum. Chaver elohamal, the mekabel matana didn't do. If I thought that I'm stealing someone else's Evan or Korah, and it turns out that it was Hegdish, then I am in violation of Me'ila, because there you need Das Kaina. Whenever there's no Das Acheres Makna, then you need Das Kaina. So the Kaina is doing the whole Kinyan. But whenever someone is giving me a Matana, Humal V'Chaber Eloi Moal, the Noisin is giving the Matana. So the Noisin's Das is the crucial Das. You need das acheres makna. There's no need for das kaina. So we said yesterday the shach and chash mishpat disagrees with the whole taisa. See, he has a Yerushalmi, and he thinks the Babli doesn't disagree with the Yerushalmi that metzias cherushay to the cotton. There's no din of gezel only if the cotton is lo higiel oinus aputas. The cotton is so young he doesn't fully understand ownership. He doesn't understand bailus. But if the cotton is old enough. The Gemara says 6 years old, 7 years old, when children start to understand ownership, little babies, everything is theirs. When they grab someone else's toy, it's theirs, and they keep it. They don't have an understanding of ownership. That this is mine and this is yours, and I'm not allowed to take your thing. Or if I give you a matana, then it belongs to you. You're the Mekabel Matana, it belongs to you. When a child reaches 6 or 7, so he's intelligent enough to understand that's called Higia Lo'inus Aputas. So there's a Mishnah. In Gittin, in the middle of Gittin, you have a lot of takonis from Pnei Tikkun Olam. So one of the many takonis is if you have a yosim who doesn't have a father to make a parnasa for him, he has to make a living somehow. So he's not going to be in real estate. He doesn't understand. He's only 9 years old. He doesn't understand the value of real estate. So if he sells Kool-Aid, if he sells toys, he sells little things, metaltalim. So they made a takana the rabbana mikra mekach mamkera memka bimetaltlim. If ain't lo apotropos, if yesh lo apotropos, then apotropos is going to take care of him. So the takana does not apply. But if the kid is a yosim and he has no apotropos and made a takana the rabbana, he should be able to sell mikra mekach mamkera memka bimetaltlim, not bikarka, only bimetaltlim. That's what we mentioned when we learned the first parak. The Gemara there says, Avadim lo hukshu lekarkos. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? It says, Alo v'shasa avadim hukshu lekarkos. How can the Gemara make such a statement? So Tosfos answers a very doichik answer. Tosfos answers, with respect to dinim deraisa, you say avadim hukshu lekarkos. With respect to dinim derabanan, you don't say avadim hukshu lekarkos. And the whole sugya is talking about dinim derabanan. Which dinim derabanan? So the Gemara says, on Yud Beis. So one din was pruzbal, it was only a takana derabanan. One din was kinyan agav. So Tosfos is forced into assuming the kinyan agav is only derabanan. There's only a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. There's no pasuk in Chumash. Rabbi Kadega was mitzayin that the Tosfos in Kiddushin contradicts the Tosfos here. Tosfos in Kiddushin assumes the kinyan agav is a kinyan min haTorah, even though it's never recorded in Chumash anywhere. The only source is in Divrei Hayomim. But Tosfos holds that it's a kinyan min haTorah. But Tosfos holds that agav is only the rabbanon. And then goyvim min haYisayimim, whether you collect from Yisayimim or not. So Tosfos says the Gemara here is working on the assumption that shibud nechasim is only the rabbanon. Shibud nechasim would have been min haTorah. Then when you would have said avadim hukshu lekarkos, then there would be shibud nechasim and avadim. The whole sugya is talking about all dinim the rabbanon. But again, the dinim the rabbanon, hano masniti yadayna. I know a brisa that avadim lo hukshu lekarkos. Then again, the dinim derabon avadim lo hukshu. So Rabbi Kadega writes on Chosha Mishpat on the Haoris on the bottom of the page by the cotton shehigia lo ines aputas. He's a yosim. He doesn't have an apotropis. So mikra mekach mamkera memka bimetaltalim. So he says only bimetaltalim and avadim lo hukshu lekarkos. Then again, the dinim derabonan. So the kid, the little kid, the 9-year-old kid, can't sell the avonim that he got birusha from the father. That's very strange. Just like the kid probably doesn't understand the true value of real estate, by karka they never made such a takana, because he probably, you have to be older, limka minichse yavim, he has to be 20 years old. Even bar mitzvah is not enough, the Gemara says in Baba Basra. You have to be 20 years old to sell. If you sell so much Kool-Aid that you bought your own skyscraper in Manhattan, or you collected so many empty bottles. You had people walking around in the street collecting bottles from all the garbage cans, and they buy big buildings. There used to be one of the Nochrim used to work here in the yeshiva, so he always used to steal bricks from the yeshiva they were building. So he stole so many bricks till he built his own home in New Jersey. He was a rich man. That was years ago. Yeah. If he's still a little bit dead, you can become a very rich man. Yeah. So if the kid bought his own karka, so after bar mitzvah, he can sell a karka. But limka b'nichse yaviv, he should sell a karka that he got b'yusha from the father. Gemara says we don't recognize the mechira until he reaches the age of 20. But if he bought the karka on his own, he sold so much Kool-Aid and he collected so many empty bottles and he got so much money on deposits, that he understands business. So then if he bought his own karka, then he can sell his own karka after bar mitzvah. The takana that mikra putas, mikra mekach, mamker, memker, was only by metaltlim. They never made the takana by karka. To sell karka, you have to be bar mitzvah. But to sell nilka, v'nichse yaviv, to sell a karka that he got birusha, for that you got to be 20 years old. That's not enough 13. So Rabbi Kadega quotes from Achrayim that since that whole din of putas, mikra, mekach, mamker, memker is the rabbanon, so when you get the din of the rabbanon, avadim, lo hukshu lekarkos, so we say the kid can't sell the avadim of the father. It's very surprising. I would have thought that to sell avadim also you have to be much older to understand the true value of the avid. Anyway, that was the shaila over there. So what's it gathered then? Not 11 al kavush al erezah lemor. Shaila Rashi and Tosfos, why not? Either because a gizbar is dinik yibaylam or because sabashu shalom. He didn't have kavana shenim shus. Son l'chaveru mal l'chaveru aloy mal. The mekabel matana is not in violation of me'ilah. The noisin is in violation. B'no abitoch beiso. But if he builds it, he puts it on, he has a roof in his house. And then the roof is complete, but there's one space in the middle where there's no roof. So he takes the Eben HaKorosh Al Hekdesh, he didn't realize that Eben HaKorosh Al Hekdesh, and he puts it there so that when it's raining or snowing, the rain doesn't hit him on the head. So the Gemara says, That's Mila of Hano. There's Mila of Haitza, Mila of Hano. This Mishnah has both. Not on the son of the Havero. That's Mila of Haitza, stealing and giving it to someone else. But Achiyoda Tachter Shabbat Pruta. That's Mila of Hano. When do you need Shiyoda Tachter Shabbat Pruta, that he should sit under it and get a Hashabbat Pruta, it's worth of Hanoa? That's if Hinicha Pi Aruba. But let's say he takes Deben Akarshal Hegdish and he bangs it into the wall and he attaches it. So then it would appear that he's in violation of Me'ila right away. Why? Why is he in violation of Me'ila right away? So what does Rashi say? But if he bangs it into the wall, aruba. A chalon is a window over here. Aruba is a window on top. That's what Tosfos points out in Beitza. Aruba means skyline, when the window is on top. So if you have an open roof and he takes the Eben or Kosher Egdish and he puts it there, he didn't do any shinui. So he can't say shinui koina. So then it's Mi'ila of Hanor. But if Kivua Bebinyan, he nails it in, he bangs it into the building, so then Rashi sort of implies, that's the Pashtus in the Gemara, that itself, since there is a din, if a person is a ganaf and he makes a shinui, so shinui is kaina, how did he become a ganaf over here? This Mishnah begins, not the lemon of Kavshal Heg, the Shereza Loimal. So Beno, why Loimal? The text says, Kesavashu Shalah, he didn't realize. Or Rashi perhaps learned because of Gizbar's Dina Kibbalim. So all of a sudden, if he bangs it into the wall, then he makes a shinui. Yeah, shinui is kind of if he did a gzela beforehand. But here he didn't do a gzela before. Either because he's the Gizbar Dina Kibbalim, or it's called Savashu Shalah. So this is problematic over here. Tosis raises a different problem. Tosis has a different kasha. Tosis quotes, Vushinicha Pi Aruba, Pirishkunis. The look for the binyan the lahavishin hilchach lemal shara tachter the tema kikva nami lekane the shina chozel lebiyasu as it says later in Bava Kam and every other shina chozel lebiyasu that's not called the shina if gozal kle menasa ayil egel menasa shor or I stole a sweater that was made from raw wool and had no dye in it at all and then I dye it so that's a shina shena chozel lebiyasu. But if I made a shinoi, that's chazal ibriyasai, shino chazal ibriyasai is not kaina. That's Tosis kasha against Rashi. But we're asking a different question over here. If not a leaven akar, for some reason or another, either Rashi or Tosis, for some reason or another, that's not called me'ila shel hoitzor. So what does it help if kvoi bibinyan, he made a shinoi? I mean, the shinoi itself is the gzela. Shinoi itself is the gzela. That's a problematic Gemara later. That's a Mishnah later at Hagoizel. I gave the sweater to a tzaba. I have a sweater made from wool, but it's just bland. It has no color at all. So Nasan, he gives it to a tzaba, and I say, make it, I want to have a black sweater. And he makes it green. He makes it red. I'm not going to wear a red sweater. I'm embarrassed to wear a red sweater. I want to wear a black sweater. So the Mishnah talks about the Gana being kind of Mishina. So there in that Mishnah there's a whole discussion. What do you mean Gana being kind of Mishina? How did he become a Gana? We usually assume first you have to make a Kinyan Ganeva. He must be Matzi Biyodo. Biyodo was the whole institution of Kinyan Zela. So if you have a Kinyan Zela, then you say if you make a Shino, even a Mishina de Mimela, Shina de Biyadai, Mishina de Mimela. So Shino is kind of the way we pass on like Basila. But over here, he did the gzela ayde shinai, so that's a problem. Okay, the same problem that I'm bringing up over here on the avchav and base is a problem with the mishnah later nasno letzaba. So whatever the answer is, there'll be the answer here. I don't know. We got to work on that. You have to learn the end of Bava Kama to figure out the answer to that question. So what happened over here? The Yosef, okay, so that's Rabba Bo was listening to the share of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yosef Rabba Bo Kamei de Rabbi Yechanan, he was sitting in the share. The Kama Mishmei de Shmuel, and he says in the name of Shmuel, Shmuel was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan. They were all the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And Rabbi got smicha from Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Shmuel didn't get smicha, yeah. So he says in the name of Shmuel, Zos Ameris, from this Mishnah you see, Adar b'chatz chaver shalom yidait tzorch lahalas loi schar. It says, Achiyore tachter shaver pruta. Achiyore tachter shaver pruta. Was Hegdish interested in renting out this Evan or Korah to make money? No, Hegdish can't rent it out. It'll be an Issa Mila, but Hegdish wasn't interested in renting it out. So why does it say, Achiyore tachter shaver pruta, then it's a Mi'ila, then it's a violation of Mi'ila of Hanoem? What's the mechayiv to pay? Whenever you mal behegdish, you have to pay. So either mila of hanor, how much hanor did you get? How much would you be willing to pay to rent? I'm sitting in my house, but there's a leak over here. So how much would I be willing to pay to rent someone's eben or korah to put it on the rooftop that I should be able to sit in the middle of the room? I shouldn't have a leak on top of my head. But hegdish is not renting out their eben or korah. And nonetheless, he said that Yechayv Zos some merits. You see, from that Mishnah, Adar b'chatz chaver shalom yidait tzorach lahalas lastar. V'shasak le, Rabbi Yechanan didn't comment. So he was Sabra, the student, Rabba Bo, who told Rabbi Yechanan, you know, Shmuel made a comment on this Mishnah. He was Sabra, Rabba Bo misunderstood. Midashasak, Moidalei. The fact that Rabbi Yechanan didn't comment, he agrees to Shmuel, Zagma, Veloihi. No, Rabba Bo is saying, Rabbi Bo misunderstood. He thought that it was a big joke. Rabbi Yechanan thought that what Shmuel commented was a joke. The Amar Rabba, because Rabbi made a comment, Hegdish Shalom Midas, Kehed Yet Midas Tami. What does it mean? So, Rashi has a certain interpretation. Hegdish Lech Lamei Mishalom Midas, Dashchina Ika, Hilkach Kehed Yet Midas Tami. The Baruch Shalom knows what everybody's doing. He can't do anything behind his back. He knows what you're doing. That's the literal translation of the words in the Gemara. Hegdish Eloi Midas, Kehed Yet Midas Damit. The Baruch Shalom knows what everybody's doing, even if you think that you're fooling him. Yeah, but the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara doesn't mean like that. It means that Hegdish is always Midas. Everything that belongs to Hegdish is up for rent. It's not true. You're not allowed to rent. If you rent something from Hegdish, the Gizbah has no right to rent it out. If you rent something from Hegdish, you'll be in violation of Me'ila. That's a Gemara. The Gemara talks about, I rent an apartment. I had to buy my apartment. But normally, if you rent an apartment, and then let's say the landlord is Magdish, the whole building. So the Gemara says, Hadarbo, the people who remain in the apartment, even though they rented it before, they're in violation of Me'ila. You can't rent something from Hegdish. If it's Hegdish, you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to continue to stay there. That's the question. What right did the landlord have to rent it? To Magdish it. He already rented it to me. I have a lease for 2 years, 5 years, whatever. So I have the right to live there. So he doesn't have the right to rent it out for those 5 years. So how can the Gemara say? So that's a big problem. Taisa discusses in a few different places. Taisa's other Rishonim discuss, what right did the landlord have to be Magdish the building if he already rented it out to the tenant? So, Eidon Magdish, Dov Shein Shaloi. But the Gemara says, Hador Bo, Chai Mishum Me'ila, if you're going to live in it. So, you can't learn the Gemara, Hegdish Lamedaski, Hedi Medazdami. Hegdish always said, the Rav Shalom always knows who's using the Hegdish, and everything has a price. And everything is up for rent. You can't learn like that, Pashup Shat. So I thought Pashup Shat in the Gemara, Rashi is translating the words. The Gemara, Rabbah has a Melitza. But I don't think the Melitza explains the din. I think the din is like this. Before we started this whole discussion, so we said the Gemara and Tezvavam a base. The Gemara said there's a basic difference between Mammon and Knas. That by Mammon you have to pay Lamalei Sachisar. to make good the hefsid mammon that you are responsible for. I borrowed $1,000 from you, so you're out $1,000. I bought an automobile that cost $45,000, so you're missing $45,000. I crashed into your automobile, so you're missing $45,000. It's my fault. Well, my behemoth crashed into your automobile, and I was negligent. So it's my responsibility that you're chaser $45,000. So by mammon, the whole mechayev is because chaser. By kanas, you pay yosem imashi hizik. It doesn't correspond to the chaser. So the whole discussion only is by mammon. By kanas, there is no discussion where the zenenim is ala chaser is chayev apotah. It's never chaser. For the kefil dalvehe, it's never chaser. It's only chaser on the keren, and the kefil is not. So the same thing over here. Me'ila is a different chayev. Me'ila is not based on chaser. Even if there would be loy chaser. Even zenenim is ala chaser is a topic on mammon. Do you need in each and every individual case it should actually be chaser b'poel mamash? Are they saying no? It's a loy plug deraisa. Since usually when you have a halvoa, or usually when someone moves into a hotel room, there's going to be a chaser because the owner of the hotel could have rented it to someone else. So do you say, even in this case, this particular case happens to be that it's chaser loy kai maleagra, it's not chaser. But it's a lo plug deraisa. So you say no. You need in each and every individual case that should be a chaser. That's the machlok. But by meila by hegdish, it doesn't belong into either category. We said there are three types. There's mammon, there's knas, and there's kapara. Maybe this is kapara. Maybe this is gansan, a different kind. It's a different kind of a payment. So Rabbah has an expression. Hegdish alo midas ki hegdi midas means the whole topic of the. Doesn't apply over here. The whole shaila doesn't apply. Shaila only applies when you're talking about mammon. This is like kapara. This is a different thing. It's a different case. So then the Gemara says different opinions here. What's it did of? What's the din of Zenen of Zalachas? So on the top line, the Gemara says, Sholach le Rababa Bazabdan Mary Bamar. He lived in a different city, so he says, please ask Rabuna, what's the din? Zenen of Zalachas. Do you have to pay that? Ad hach enough now, said Rabuna. By the time he gets the letter, a year later, so Rabuna passed away already. So he can't ask him. Amale Rabba Bar Rabuna, so Rabuna's son is alive. So Rabbi Bar Huna tells the one who got the letter, Mary Bar Mar, I heard from my father what he holds. Hochi Amar Rabbi Mari, I heard from my father, Mishmei Derav, Ein Esach La'alas La'aschar. You don't have to pay. And then he also said it then, Hasech Bais Meruvim Al'aschar L'Shimon. The Gemara says, Shimon Ma'avidite, what are you talking about? I rent an apartment from Reuven, I have to pay the rent to Shimon. Where does Shimon come into the picture? Hochi Kama. If I rented an apartment from Reuven because Reuven tells me a baloney story, he owns the building, then Nimta by Shal Shimon, turns out that he's a liar, that really belongs to Shimon. So then it is Mala Lo Schar, have to pay the rent to Shimon. Freg the Gemara, Tarti, isn't this a Tarti de Sasri? How can Rabbi Bar Avuna say the name of his father to Dinim to contradict each other? On the one hand, he says, Ein Tzorach La'alos L'Schar, because Anenim Zelachasa. Then he says, I rented a house from thinking that it belongs to Reuven, and it really turns out it belongs to Shimon, so I have to pay the rent to Shimon. But Shimon wasn't interested in renting it out. Shimon wasn't interested. He wasn't in control of the house. Shimon was an Eretz Yisrael, whatever. That's why Reuven was renting out his house. Isn't it every case of Nimtza, who shall Shimon, isn't it Chatz Adaloi Kaimali Agra? The true owner wasn't interested in renting it out. Everything about name, Hod Kaimali Agra, Hod Adaloi Kaimali Agra. If it's Lo Kaimali Agra, Zanenim Zalachasa, it's not Chai. We need that it should actually be Chasa. But if it is Kaimali Agra, the guy normally does rent out his home. He went away for a week there, it's Israel. So this wise guy Reuven rents out his house, claiming that he's the owner. But he's not the true owner. But if Shimon could be contacted in Eretz Yisrael, he can call him up on the phone. He'll be happy to rent out his house. He doesn't want to rent it out. So that's what the Gemara answers. What the kaim alag lo kaim la itanami itmanami what amar pira and amar rab amri la amar apchia by Rabin amar avhuna. Okay, adam b'chatzvei shalom itayt in tzorach la al schar v'serach b'ais m'mnei huyer mal la schar le b'aylem. Think more b'aylem mayavid itayt. What do you mean? How did he rent it from the b'nei huyer?
everything. Machikam nimtzu bailim. The bnei here rented it. They didn't think. They thought there's no owner. But if nimtzu lo bailim, malam lahemschar. Then you have to pay. Ving mar taita, the same kasha, the same kasha, the same thing that the son of Rabuna said over a taita the sasri. Gemara asked over here also to taita the sasri. And gemara nine, hold the kaim liagra, lo kaim liagra. They rented out the house. They didn't know who the owner was, but the owner would have wanted to have it rented out. It's just that he was on vacation for a month, so no one knew who the owner was. But there really was an owner. It was Chatz of the Kaim Liagra. Fine. Now the Gemara gives a new svar why you should be potum. Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Adam b'chatz chver shalom mitayin tzoch la'asla schar mishum shenema pasuk en novi shia yukashar. There are shadim dancing around when the house is not inhabited, so there's shadim dancing around. So the fact maybe we'll stop here and we'll stop at this tomorrow. Take a look. There's a Taisus in Chulin. Where is Kulin? There is a Gemara Kulin. Take my word for it. There is a Masechus Kulin and Shas. And I think it's Ches Amid Aleph. There's a Tosfos in Kulin Daf Ches Amid Aleph about shechting a behemah with a sakin shel avodah zara. Is it a violation of Isuri Hanoah? Avodah Zarah is also banah, Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is also banah, Noye Avodah Zarah, and Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So the sakin that they usually use, the Shech Karbonis, for Avodah Zarah has the status of Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and it's also banah. So if I take a sakin Shel Avodah Zarah, and I'm eating supper, and I have a big steak, and I have to cut the steak, so I'm going to use the knife. So that's considered getting Hanoah from the sakin Shel Avodah Zarah. What if I take the sakin shel avodah zarah and I take, let's say, the circus has an elephant, I think. I haven't been in a circus in a few centuries. So the circus probably has an elephant. So let's say I'm going to take the knife, and elephants are not so available. There aren't so many elephants for sale. I'm going to take the knife and I'm going to kill the elephant. I'm going to shech the elephant. So that misakin or mekalkel. Is that cool? So the Gemara says, if I shech the elephant on Shabbos, I'm chayiv mishum nitilus neshama. I kolam mekalkelim tur. Gemara says, no, there's no longer nisa evim and achai. If a goy wants to eat the elephant, he's allowed to eat it. What do you mean? But the elephant is worth $1 million in the circus. The elephant knows how to dance and sing and do all kinds of crazy things. He can say mishnayis by heart, whatever. So I shech the elephant. So because I removed the iser ev menachai leben noyach, the Jews can't eat the elephant anyway. It's straight. I removed the iser ev menachai leben noyach. So that's why it's called mesaken on Shabbos. If you do a mekalkal on Shabbos, you're not chayiv because malachas marshevus asuter. It says by the asiyas hamishkan, everything had to be malachas marshevus, and all the malachas on Shabbos are based on malachas hamishkan. So you need malachas marshevus by Shabbos also. So the Gemara says, if you take a sakin shel avodah zarah and you shecht an animal, you want to eat some flesh, you shecht an animal. So the Gemara says the animal was worth more alive than dead. If the animal was worth more alive than dead, then it's not called getting hana from avodah zarah. If the animal is a misukenis, the animal is holding on its last legs. It's going to die soon. And if you don't shecht it, then it's going to be asa b'achila. So then if you shecht it, it's muta b'achila. So then if you shecht it, misukenis, with the sakan shel avodah zarah, that's called getting hanor from mishamshi avodah zarah. But if you shecht the behema bria, the animal is worth more alive than dead. The animal can do malachim al-tzalat. People can ride on the back of the animal, can do malachim, can do harisha, and so on. Then it's not. So there's a Tesis there in Chulin Daf Ches Amin Aleph, where Tesis explains why is there a difference. So that's relevant for this Gemara. Okay, so take a look for tomorrow. That Taisus appears in a few places in Shas, in different contexts. Oh, it's Rabbi Feldman's Gemara. Okay, Daniel Feldman. He's a good friend of mine. Okay.
Yesterday we discussed the case of someone brought a raya from our Mishnah to Zenon and Zelo Chaser, and then the response was, no, he was Makir.
Thank you.
So Rebbe said yesterday in Shir, I think, that Kuznia is most of it or something like that, so it was a little less awesome. But okay, but then it's still Chaser if he wants it. If he really still retains ownership of it, hasn't he been Chaser him by eating the entire paper?
Mm-hmm.
So how did the Gemara say it's not a case of chaser?
Well, Rami Bar Chama thought that's a good case. It's
right.
An enemy zeh loy chaser.
But there's miyayish.
Yeah.
So why is that? Why isn't that chaser? Because he still doesn't have his object at the end of the day.
He knew by leaving it in the street, and they become worthless. Yeah.
So then why does anyone owe him anything? I mean, that's just the same thing as hefker.
Yeah. So Tyson's, the two readings in the Tyson's, but they both say it will be worth something at the end of the day. So one Gerson Tyson was, he thought that it won't be worth Mashanenis. The other Gerson was, he thought it will only go down to Mashanenis. And part of it will get ruined, and it will be worth Mashanenis. Yeah. So according, as long as you have some chasa, you don't have to have chasa the full amount that the guy has to pay. As long as a little bit chaser, so then Gemara is like that. You need a little bit, let's say, a shachareisa da shaisa. If there's a little bit chaser, so then you have to pay the whole mashanah. Even if the chaser is less than the shavaputa. Wow. Wow, that is a chiddush.
Mm-hmm. Still, isn't he trying to say that it's not chaser at all? I mean, that's why I thought it was a good raya. This was a case of not chaser.
Rami Bachama thought that it's a case of Zanen and Zalabas. He thought that the one who leaves his stuff in the street probably thought that it may depreciate the value to the point that it won't be worth Mashanenis. He thought it may not even be worth Mashanenis at the end of the day. That's why it's called, that's why Rami Bachama thought that it's a good case of Zanen and Zalabas. Because he didn't think it would be worth that much at the end of the day. Gotta look in Tosis again. I remember. Okay.
Thank you.